In Christ we may have perfect humanity, July 20th. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. Satan wished to change the government of God, to fix his own seal to the rules of God's kingdom. Christ would not be brought into this desire, and here the warfare against Christ commenced and waxed strong. Working in secrecy but known to God, Lucifer became a deceiving character. He told falsehood for truth. He was expelled from heaven, and apparently Christ was alone with him in the wilderness of temptation. Yet he was not alone, for angels were round him just as angels of God are commissioned to minister unto those who are under the fearful assaults of the enemy. Christ was in the wilderness with the one with whom there was war in heaven, and the one whom he overcame, and Satan was defeated. Now Satan meets him under different circumstances, as the glory that was round about him is no longer visible. He has humbled himself, taken upon himself our nature. What mental anguish Christ passed through! What grief! What torture of mind! He was face to face not with a hideous monster, as is represented with bat's wings and cloven feet, but a beautiful angel of light, apparently just from the presence of God. It is impossible to take in the depth and the force of these temptations unless the Lord shall bring us where He can open these scenes before us by a revelation of the matter, and then it can only be but partially comprehended. Our Lord's trial and test and proving shows that He could yield to these temptations, else the battle was all a farce. But He did not yield to the solicitude of the enemy, thus evidencing that human nature, united with the divine nature by faith, may be strong and withstand Satan's temptations. Christ's perfect humanity is the same that we may have through connection with Christ. As God, Christ could not be tempted any more than he was not tempted from his allegiance in heaven. But as Christ humbled himself to our nature, he could be tempted. He had not taken on him even the nature of the angels, but humanity, perfectly identical with our own nature, except without the taint of sin. Here the test to Christ was far greater than that of Adam and Eve, for Christ took our nature, fallen but not corrupted, and would not be corrupted unless he received the words of Satan in the place of the words of God.